Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Congressman Jason Smith is going to join us in just a couple of minutes. He is the chair of the House Ways and Means Committee. Is there any action? Is there any movement on the government shutdown? We'll get the very latest here in just a couple of minutes. Our friend Tim Summer, later in the hour, we're going to talk some music. This is Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction weekend. It's the 50th anniversary of the Sex Pistols, and apparently they went on stage last night, so we'll talk about that. And then I never got to talk to Tim about the Super Bowl halftime stuff with Bad Bunny. Ethan, did you put my Bad Bunny in there? You did.
It is in there.
So can I just admit something? And I can't remember if you were in the room when I realized this earlier. Honestly, the way my brain is working, maybe other people are having struggles with this as well. We are off on Veterans Day. The show is off.
Is that Tuesday?
Okay, well, that's why I'm bringing it up. So Ethan's been working because, and this is a little weird. I'm just going to be honest. It's one of the sanctioned holidays for Odyssey, so we take advantage, right? We're not going to work on Tuesday.
And because I think I'm going golfing.
Yeah, right. But because of that, we got a best of show that we're putting together. And honestly, in my mind, Fred had to correct this. I'm thinking Veterans Day is a week from Tuesday. And I'm just, and I knew it was Tuesday, but again, in my mind, just because we're already into the first week of November, deer camp starts a week from today, you got Thanksgiving in like 3 weeks, it's nuts, but when Fred said, no, that's Tuesday, I'm like, no, it's not, it's, oh yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, exactly.
I'll take it, though. We got a couch getting delivered that day. I'll be home all day.
Yes, we will have some fine segments, too, that will air. Let's hear what will air on Tuesday,
Yeah, let's throw
Ethan.
A couple of them out there. Leland Vittert came on at the end of September and got to talk a little bit about his story. I think he was coming into St. Louis to do book signing, right.
Yeah. So Lucky Vittert is a St. Louis native, and he had autism issues, and he has gone on to great success on News Nation. He was a Fox anchor and reporter. He's on News Nation now, and he's a local guy.
Rennie Knott and his resignation from KSDK.
Yeah, Rennie joined us a couple weeks ago.
Whole process. George Rosenthal and AI and the whole situation of how it's going to be impacting American jobs. Remember when Rocky Sickman joined us after the hostages got released.
Right.
He was able to share a little bit about his story.
Rocky was a hostage in the Iran, hostage crisis in 1979.
TJ Moe sharing the impact of Charlie Kirk's death and just what that meant for the country. Scott Jennings joined us a couple of weeks ago explaining why Democrats are so mad at Donald Trump right now. So those are a few of what are going to be in the Best Of show on Tuesday.
What I like to do, like, we're going to have some Best Ofs that will air during the holidays as well. I like to keep those a little more lighter. Like, for example, one that would be guaranteed to was the interview we did the other day with the father who caught the home run ball from the World Series, and his son caught, like, he caught the Rojas ball and his son caught the Smith ball, and that was amazing storytelling. So I like to save those back for, Thanksgiving week
or
Christmas.
You know, I was looking through them earlier. Remember Hank Lima and that amazing story from the when was that? We were
He's at the fish fry.
Our new American.
But he came to the fish fry.
Yeah, he came to the fish fry. So we got some really good stuff in there. There's some really good best of throughout the year that we'll have in the holidays.
All right. Well, maybe Tim Sommer, who's going to join us a little later this hour. Tim's segments are always great. That's coming up at 5:20. But right now, Jason Smith, Missouri Congressman from the 8th District in the southeastern part of Missouri. He's also the chair of the House Ways and Means Committee, so he's a big part of all this that goes on with negotiations. Jason, how's it going this afternoon?
Going great. It's good to be with you as always, Mark.
Well, you've spent a lot of time in Missouri here the past 30 plus days, haven't you?
It's crazy and it's ridiculous. The American people, it's not ridiculous that I've been in Missouri. That's like
that's
a great place to be. But it's ridiculous that there's a government shutdown that's lasted for this long, let alone there should never be a government shutdown. And it's all for political gain. I mean, I was talking to some folks today. This is the first time, Mark, in the history of America that any party has shut down government because they refuse to allow a vote of just a continuation of current funding that they have voted for 13 times on.
Yeah, so what's the end game here? You know, now we have these backups with air traffic control. You know, we're getting closer to the holidays. It's utterly ridiculous. And by the way, I think you know this. Even Dana Bash at CNN and some of the other super uber lefty legacy media people have had to remind Hakeem Jeffries and Chuck Schumer and the rest of them that they're the ones not voting to open up the government. But they keep trying to convince us otherwise. I mean, Hakeem doubles down, Jason, every time it's brought up, and it's utterly ridiculous.
It is absolutely ridiculous. I was in Washington, D.C. for a couple days this week, and I will tell you that the Democrats, after the election on Tuesday, they are more emboldened than ever before, and that is because they are fearful of their base. Because the leader of the party is no longer Nancy Pelosi. Like, you know, she's retiring, but she's not the leader of the party. The leader of the party is AOC. Whenever she says that if you want to open up government, come to my house. I mean, come to my office. I'm here. It's the truth. She leads the party. Chuck Schumer will do whatever AOC tells her to do because he's scared to death of her looking in the rearview mirror at a primary.
All right. So let me go back to the endgame question, because there's no reason in my mind that you guys should buckle. Look, you did your job in the House. You sent it to the Senate. We're kind of waiting on that right now. But, you know, they keep thinking, I guess, in the back of their mind that these Obamacare subsidies are going to be negotiated before the CR is passed. And you should address those issues, too, because that's important to keep reminding people that those were temporary, and they were temporary again when the Democrats voted on, and they're now expiring because they were temporary. That's part of this.
It's exactly right, but it's important to remind everyone that all that we're doing is trying to get them to vote for a continuation of funding.
Exactly.
For what the level of funding was for the prior year until there's an agreement on everything else. We're not saying this is going to be permanent funding. We're just saying keep the government open, make sure government checks, make sure the military is receiving, government employees are receiving checks, military is receiving checks, services are working. But they are publicly saying that, yes, people's hurting, and that is our leverage. They know that by the government shutting down and SNAP benefits not being paid fully hurts people, and that in their minds is their leverage. When you think about these subsidies and the things that they're asking for a lot of things. They're demanding almost $1.5 trillion in additional spending, which includes about $200 billion that would go directly for health care for illegal immigrants. And then, of course, the subsidies is another item that they're talking about, the insurance subsidies. And this is something that they created during COVID in the American Rescue Plan, and they extended it again in the Inflation Reduction Act. Not one Republican has ever voted for these in the history of America, in the House or the Senate. And they're demanding this whenever it subsidizes the insurance companies and not the individual.
Yeah, so as we get close, look, I think they're anticipating, and I've seen some polling that may be trending in their direction. As you indicated, they may be emboldened by what happened on Tuesday. But look, the American people are going to lose their collective minds if we can't get this, you know, airline situation in particular closed. You have the SNAP benefits that are there as well. The messaging has been right on point from your side and from Mike Johnson every day. And they just keep saying the same things and keep lying. But I think they have, for the most part, the legacy media on their side, Jason. So is there a point where you see someone blinking here?
Yeah, they absolutely will. But we're in a very scary position because air traffic shutting down. I was in the D.C. airport yesterday, and it was the worst travel day that I've ever experienced. It's because of these factors. And I have to fly a lot, and that's saying a pretty amazing statement. But what I have to remind people is the reason people are like, well, Republicans control the White House, the House, and the Senate. Why can't you fund government? It's because of that 60-vote rule of a filibuster, and there's only 53 Republicans over there. So you got to have at least 7 Democrats. Unfortunately, we only got 2 to 3 Democrats who will join us. We need 4 or 5 more. But they're banding together and holding together right now.
What's your reaction to what happened on Tuesday overall? You know, some people say it's a bloodbath for Republicans. Look, I think overreaction is something that political pundits are really good at, Jason. And these are pretty deep blue states where the Republicans lost. Now, the margins, everybody wants to point to the margins. Maybe they're a little bit bigger. I think that that's more of an issue for the polling industry, which got these wrong in New Jersey in particular. But obviously, you know, history's sort of on the side of the opposing party that's not in control. Is this, though, a warning sign for Republicans for what might happen in the midterms next year?
First off, when people you hear the sky is falling approach because of the elections on Tuesday, we're talking about the states of Virginia and New Jersey. In the state of Virginia, a Republican has not won the governorship while a Republican is in the White House since 1969. 1969, and we've only won one governor in the last 3 decades in the state of New Jersey. These are blue states. It's expected the Democrats win these states. If a Republican wins, that is a rarity.
Yeah.
And it occasionally happens, but it is not a sign that the sky is falling. What Tuesday did show us, though, Mark, is that the leader of the party is Zohran Mamdani and AOC. And that is exactly what has happened. And you know, the old guard's retiring. Nancy Pelosi's retiring, and that's who she's being replaced with.
Are you going to throw a big party for her? I mean, she's retiring, but she's still going to be there through next year, right? I mean, she doesn't leave office until January 27.
That's right. It's until this term ends. She decided not to seek re-election. And, I mean, she's 85 years old. So I think that...
it's time. It's past time.
She stayed long enough.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, I would agree. I don't know why she wouldn't just step out right now. But that's how these things go. When it comes to the rest of the year, the speakers, I know you say you went back this week, but the speakers basically not having the House come back until all this is settled, right? Is there anything that needs to be done outside of these CRs before the end of the year and whatever negotiations may take place? Or could this perhaps end, you know, or keep going through the end of the year, if you will?
It can't. This has to be finished and fixed. There's a lot of other stuff that's on the table. You have several expiring tax provisions at the end of the year. Not that many, because we took care of most of them in the big, beautiful bill. These are mainly bipartisan tax provisions that are expiring. And then you have all the issues that's going on with trade, which there's quite a few. And that's keeping us extremely busy. And a few things on healthcare that's expiring at the end of the year that need to be addressed that are bipartisan. We got a lot of work to do.
Well, let's see if we can get you back to Washington. I would have loved to have heard some news today that maybe there's going to be something that breaks in the shutdown, but not so far. Jason, have a great weekend. We'll see where this takes us. We'll talk soon.
You do the same.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Mark.
No, I was talking about this a couple of weeks ago. I'm not a big tribute guy, but there's this tribute to Bad Company that I love right now. And they do it with Paul Rogers and some of the members of Bad Company, but they, you know, on these tribute albums, they always have different artists that are also doing the songs. And this is a band called Black Stone Cherry doing Burning Sky. And it's just such a great tribute record. I'll play a little bit more of this after we welcome in our friend Tim Summer to the fray this afternoon. I'm going to talk a little music. It's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction weekend, and the Bad Company is actually one of the inductees. Tim is a music journalist, former record executive, contributes to the Rock and Roll Globe. He is the guy who signed Hootie and the Blowfish, wrote a book about that, and he's our music guru here on 97.1 FM Talk. Tim, how are you?
What kind words you say about me, Mark Reardon.
Every once in a while, I do that. But I did tell you about, you know, you I've checked with some friends of mine. It's interesting. I don't have a lot of friends who are in or were in to Bad Company as much as I was when I was like 13 and 14 years old. I was a bigger fan of Bad Company at that period of my life than I was the Rolling Stones, because I was into Zeppelin and a few other bands, and then Tom Petty I got curious about. But as I indicated to you, this tribute record is really, really good. And there's Hailstorm on here. There's The Struts. Charlie Crockett is really good.
One of the great things about tribute records is it gives you a chance to find out about other bands that you probably never would have heard of. And I want to say this. One of the first times I heard Bad Company, I heard the song Bad Company, and I ran to a friend, I literally ran to a friend of mine, and I said, what is this amazing, sinister, tough music? Because, you know, in Bad Company, there was always this weird sort of sinister undertone, like foreboding, like clouds on the horizon, and then these big chords come in, and there was something so magical about it. Plus then, Paul Rodgers, one of the great white blues voices in the history of rock and roll.
He really is. He is really one of the best.
Put all of that together, and you have a band that definitely deserves entry into a Hall of Fame. I don't give a damn if it's the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame or the Hockey Hall of Fame or the Curling Hall of Fame or the Pickleball Hall of Fame. Bad Company belong there.
Here's the song you referred to. This is with Charlie Crockett. Listen to this here. I love this guy, Charlie Crockett. And I'll play a couple. Let me play a couple others here just because I love it. This is Feel Like Making Love. I can't remember who's on this. I'll check here. Another, this is Slash, Miles Kennedy and the Conspirators. And deep into this song, Slash just shreds the guitar, as you might imagine. Baby, when I think and then there's Shooting Star.
1, 2, 3, 4.
And that's with Hailstorm and Lizzie Hale. So there you go. I just want to recommend that album, and I'm glad that Shooting Star, or I'm sorry, I'm not Shooting Star, that's another band from Kansas City. I'm glad that Bad Company's going into the Hall of Fame this weekend.
Yeah, me too.
But are you disappointed with, and I know we talk about this, who didn't get in, who does get in.
I mean, the fact is, I can't railing about the bad, I won't say bad, railing about what the Hall of Fame does and doesn't do, it's a useless proposition.
Yeah, it kind of is.
But you know what?
It?
And I've said this on your show before, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is what is in your car. When you get in your car and you put on that song that is going to make you feel good or make you have a memory or make you cry on that day, that, sir, is the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So who cares who they actually induct? And yeah, they make a lot of damn mistakes, most of which, for the record, revolve around the fact that they seem anti-British. They seem anti, and though, having said that, of course, Bad Company is a British band. But the fact that they haven't inducted bands, so many worthwhile British heavy metal bands, Mott the Hoople, who I think are one of the greatest rock and roll bands of all time, and who led directly to Bad Company. I don't think they're in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, though. Someone may correct me and say I'm wrong about that. But I think the fascinating thing, you listen to a band like Bad Company, and you go, that's a band that's both about the testicles and the heart.
And
do you
by
know
the
what
way,
I mean? It's a thing. It's like they have this like emotionality to themselves. Yet then, just when it's reaching and it's tickling your heart. Then all of a sudden, those big fat chords come in, and that's the thing they have in common. And I don't want to be too music geeky here. That's the thing they have in common with Mott the Hoople, the band that preceded him, that their guitarist Mick Ralphs was also in.
Yeah. So I don't think that. They're all going to be there either because there's some health issues with Paul Rodgers.
Paul Rodgers just dropped out today, didn't he?
Yeah, he did, and I think it's health reasons. But they're back in L.A. for the ceremony. Elton John and Mick Fleetwood are going to perform. It is on Saturday night at 5 p.m. I think that might be Pacific time out there at the Peacock Theater. And you can watch it on Disney Plus this year. And ABC is going to air a highlight reel on New Year's night. That's not typical because it used to be on HBO. So they must have lost that. And I guess you can, that's kind of cool that you can watch it live. So you got Bad Company, Chubby Checker. We played this, Sue, the other day. Remember, we played little Joe Cocker. So he's where did I put that? I had that. Oh, here we go. So I don't know about Joe Cocker and this song being Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Let's see, Outkast, Soundgarden,
Joe
The White
Cocker
Stripes.
Is another one of those artists who, like exactly like Bad Company, mixes emotionality with the toughness of that like '60s garage rock, like the Kinks or whatnot. He mixes both of those things together. In that sense, I think he's very much of a piece with Bad Company. I have very little qualms. Not that I have the right to have the qualms about any goddamn thing, but I have very few qualms with the entries this year into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I feel it's a good class. I feel these are artists who earned their place there. I might have a little bit of a problem with Chubby Checker just for the fact that I think there should be a separate wing of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for one or two hit wonders. people who didn't sustain careers, but that's another story.
Yeah, and I don't know if I disagree with you on that. I'm playing Cyndi Lauper. She's getting inducted. Outkast, Soundgarden, The White Stripes in the performer category. Salt-N-Pepa, and I got a little Warren Zevon music coming up in a bump here in our next segment. But there's a couple of things that we haven't had a chance to talk about, which includes Bad Bunny playing the Super Bowl halftime show, and I got some other things that I want to cover. I mentioned, I think I sent you this piece, Tim, that Irving Azoff wrote about YouTube and the royalties. So we'll get to that. So hang on, we got one more segment to go, plus an audio cut of the day coming up as well. I believe my soul's on fire.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here you go, a little Warren Zevon, Tim Sommer, as we talk about the Grammys. I love Warren Zevon so much, and every once in a while I get into a mood, and I'm so glad that he's going into the Rock Hall this weekend. Yeah, I mean, he's been dead for a little while now, hasn't he?
I think everyone is. And what's funny, and I say funny with a small f, is he's one of the, of all of the inductees, there are two inductees, Warren Zevon and the White Stripes, who are being inducted by late-night TV hosts. Warren Zevon is being inducted by David Letterman, who I do understand was a fan.
Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah, and the White Stripes are being inducted by Conan O'Brien.
I like that. That's a little different. Might get me to tune in a little bit tomorrow night. All right, so this is good timing for you. The Grammy nominations came out today. And we were going to talk about this guy anyway, so let me play a little Bad Bunny because he received, I think that maybe he got a few fewer nominations than they expected. It was supposed to be really heavy on Sabrina Carpenter and Bad Bunny, but they each got six each. But you had nominations in here from Bad Bunny, Sabrina Carpenter, Doechii, Billie Eilish, Lady Gaga, Kendrick Lamar with SZA, Chappell Roan, and Bruno Mars. Now, one thing that I notice in these nominees is there's no guitars, I don't think. I don't think they play guitars in any of these bands.
Also, in your Christmas Greatest Hits show, can you please replay the way you just pronounced SZA?
SZA. Well, she's from St. Louis, you know.
I did not know that.
Yeah, she grew up here. I don't know how long she stayed here, but yeah, there's some St. Louis connections.
And since you mentioned Bad Bunny, I've been wanting for a while to talk about the Super Bowl thing, and I'm going to dispose of it. Dispose is the wrong word. I'm going to dispense of it very quickly, if it's okay with you.
Yeah, please do.
I think there's a lot of misunderstanding about Bad Bunny and the Super Bowl, and I can explain it very quickly. Roughly 60 million people throughout the world watch the Super Bowl. Got it?
It's a big number.
Yeah. Half of those, Mark, are from outside the United States. Of those half, a really profound majority, specifically around 25 million, are in Mexico and Spanish-speaking countries. The NFL and the NFL broadcasters are a business. Now, I'm going to tell you something which you may or may not know, and your listeners may or may not know. American country music, as big and as powerful and as influential as it may be in the United States, does not do very significant numbers at all outside of the United States. It especially does virtually no numbers south of the border of the United States. So, if the Super Bowl, and by which I mean the business of the Super Bowl, the business of the NFL, the business of the broadcasters, the business of the simulcasters, the business of all the people who broadcast the Super Bowl, if they're not going to put on an act that doesn't do business outside of the United States. Bad Bunny, a Spanish-speaking artist, immediately begins to attract the 30 million Spanish-speaking viewers of the Super Bowl outside of the United States. Everyone can get all, you know, up in their panties about Bad Bunny being on the Super Bowl. It is a business.
Well, and I understand that to a certain extent, but let me just say this. And by the way, in fairness, and Sue, you know this, because I try to look at this, I'm like, what am I missing? And I, you know, when I look him up, he is amongst the top streaming artists on the planet. Okay, and he had a very good year, so I get that. But to sound completely like a victim, a white victim, can we not get someone who is white that might play a guitar on the damn stage for the Super Bowl halftime show? Because there have to be some rock artists that we can kind of plug back in, but they never want to do that.
It's a very good question, and I don't have an answer for that. I really don't have an answer for that. I mean, I will say, and this is as political as I get, and I do not want to get political, I do want to point out, and this is worth knowing, this is worth pointing out, that anyone born in Puerto Rico has been a United States, anyone born in Puerto Rico since the year 1917 has been a citizen of the United States. And so Bad Bunny is American. And I just want to say that, and that's as political as I get.
I would bet, I bet it's going to be a good show. My guess is it's probably going to be better than Kendrick Lamar, which was weird to me last year.
Yeah,
so I'll keep an open mind about it.
Yeah.
But I just think if you look at the trend, and it's just somewhat disappointing. And
I'd love to see my friends. Would I love to see Darius Rucker up there? Absolutely. Would I love to see Billy Idol up there, who's an international star? Of course I would. I'm a guitar guy, and believe it or not, but guitar rock, Mark, it's like the silent majority of music listeners. It's like when Nixon and Agnew, going back 60 years, used to talk about the silent majority. Guitar rock is a silent majority, especially within the United States, but especially outside of the United States. There are still so many wonderful, powerful, creative, popular guitar rock bands. Now, why they couldn't find someone who held a guitar? Maybe they asked. Maybe they tried. Maybe they reached out to Bruce Springsteen. I don't know.
Well, they've done it before. But let me kind of transfer this into the Grammys, because the same thing exists that we've been talking about with the Rock Hall of Fame and the Super Bowl halftime show and the Grammys. And I mentioned the Album of the Year contenders and the Record of the Year contenders. You have here's Album of the Year: Bad Bunny, Justin Bieber, Sabrina Carpenter, Pusha T, Malice and Clips. Never heard of that one. Lady Gaga, Kendrick Lamar, Leon Thomas, and Tyler the Creator. I mean, there's not one. I could put albums in that, and there's a band that I love from LA. These three young women who are sisters, Haim, and they put a record out that was fantastic.
They're wonderful, and
they were nominated Best Rock Album. But you know what? That album's good enough to be nominated for Best Record of the Year or Best Album of the Year. But they will not put a rock artist into those categories, which to me is disqualifying for the Grammys.
I agree. I totally agree, and it may have to do with, I think there's something, and I can't put my finger on this. I really can't. There's something distorting about YouTube, and there's something distorting about Spotify. There's something about those numbers that doesn't reflect what really happens in between people's hearts and people's ears. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. It's, you know, like if you look at even the new artist list here, my daughter would probably be fond because Alex Warren's on this list. That's one guy. Do you know anything about him, Alex Warren?
I will be honest and say I don't.
Yeah, guess what? He's like the one guy. I've talked to a couple other fathers whose daughters like that guy. He's the one that I just don't understand. I really don't. But the Best New Artist nominee, Olivia Dean, I like her quite a bit. The Marías, Addison Rae, Somber. I love Somber. I hope he wins there. Leon Thomas, Alex Warren, Lola Young, really good as well. So I like some of the nominees for Best New Artist.
Now, if you want to look at an interesting category, Mark, and of course when I say Mark, I mean all your listeners as well, look for Best Americana Performance.
Oh, yeah, let me look at this here. Do you have that in front of you? Because that is always interesting.
That's an interesting list. That's a very interesting list. The first person listed on that list is one of the most important artists in America today. And I'm not making a judgment, by the way. By important, I'm not saying he's good or bad, okay? One of the most important artists in America today, which is a fellow named Jesse Wells. Jesse Wells is an old school, and I mean old school, even though he's a young guy. He's an old school protest singer, like the way Woody Guthrie was, like the way Bob Dylan was in 1962. Jesse Wells is an old school protest singer who, much like the Sex Pistols, much like the punk rock bands, is not afraid to take a stance no matter how much it offends people. And I don't care if you're coming from the right, I don't care if you're coming from the left, I don't care if you're coming from the middle, I don't care if you're coming from Christ, I don't care if you're coming from Satan. I admire anyone who's willing to say, I don't give a damn what people think of me, I'm going to speak my truth. Jesse Wells, who, if you like Bob Dylan, if you like that sort of old school Woody Guthrie, Pete Seeger, Bob Dylan, early Bob Dylan folk, you will love Jesse Wells. And he's nominated in that category, and I think he's one of the most important artists in America right now.
Yeah, and I'm not familiar with him, but in that Best Americana Performance,
sure,
something did catch my attention. I love Maggie Rose and Grace Potter individually, and they did a song together. I just put it on one of my playlists entitled called Poison in My Well. So that seems interesting to me. Yeah, some of those, you know,
These are people with guitars.
Yeah.
And I think Americana, just because we call someone an Americana roots performance, call it anything you like, these are people playing American music. And what was American music? American music was your best friend in 10th grade or 11th grade saying, hey, I know this kid who has a guitar. Let's go over and listen to the songs he used to play. That's American music. American music is what people used to sit around and play in their front rooms in 1910 when they were playing ukuleles and pianos. It's music that you make with your own hands. I'm not saying you can't make music with synthesizers or samplers with your own hands. Of course you can do that. But I'm saying there is something magical about picking up a box, a wooden box, Mark, with six strings on it and making noise.
Yeah. Well, before I let you go here, let's talk about something from overseas.
Sure.
We're talking about America. Because are you telling me the Sex Pistols actually got together for a show this week? It's their 50th anniversary?
Well, the Sex Pistols, without their famous lead singer, Johnny Rotten,
right,
have been on tour for a while.
I guess I didn't know that they were still doing
stuff. They have been on tour for about a year and a half, and being very well received. So the original band, which is bassist Glenn Matlock, guitarist Steve Jones, drummer Paul Cook, and a vocalist named Frank Turner, but I could be wrong about that, have been touring as the Sex Pistols, and they've been doing great business, and they've been sounding great. But what's so strange to me, 50 years. Yesterday marked the 50th, 50, half a century anniversary of the first gig by the Sex Pistols. And if you were 12, 13, 14, 15 years old in 1976, 1977, the Sex Pistols were the people who drew a line in the sand and said, this is what used to be, this is the future. And we're still living in that future. We're still very much living in the future the Sex Pistols created, I think.
Why did Johnny Rotten, I mean, he's still alive, right?
Yeah, and he's still touring.
So why, they just, band, one of those bands that just can't get it.
And right now, he's been on a very long spoken word tour in England. He hasn't come to America with it yet. I don't know. He has toured with the Sex Pistols as recently as, I think, about 15 years ago.
Okay, yeah.
Right now, he refuses to, I think, but I wouldn't want to be quoted on this. I think it may have to do with some disagreement about a movie that was made about 5 or 10 years ago, about 8 years ago. There was a movie, I think either it might have been a Netflix or an HBO thing. I can look it up, but of course, I'm going to keep on talking.
Yeah, I don't know the backstory on that, but it's just interesting. These rock and roll disagreements. I mean, isn't it? Did I see something a couple of weeks ago that now even Lindsey Buckingham and Stevie Nicks probably through their people are talking, okay, maybe we just need to do it one more time, right? Even though they hate each other's guts.
And you know what? They will. And they will do it. And they will do it. I mean, I'd like, you know, the fact is they will do it for the money, which is so much more than it used to be. As we've talked about on the show before, bands can now make millions on a tour, whereas they used to be able to just make tens of thousands. They can now make millions. But I have to think there's only so far you can go to be willing to humiliate yourself to be on stage with someone you don't love or don't like or don't respect. So even if Fleetwood Mac get together, even if Buckingham Nicks get together, and I hope they do, I think regardless of the fact that money may be at the root of it, I also think both respect for their legacy, for the love the audience has shown them over the years, all of that will be part of it too.
I hope so. I was glad. I really, and this is probably two trips ago, but I saw them when Christine was back with the band, and I was really glad because I'd seen Fleetwood Mac over the years many times without Christine McVie, and I was real happy to see
her. She was the heart of the band.
Absolutely. All right, Tim Sommer, great to have you on, as always.
Pleasure.
Enjoy your Rock and Roll Hall of Fame weekend, and we'll talk soon enough. Take care. I'll go out with little Warren Zevon here. Audio cut of the day is coming up. I close with one of our favorite songs, Sue, today, right?
Yay!
Well, you know, they took my bumper music away, so Fridays, I cheat a little bit, and I throw some of my music in, like this one, which we both love dearly,
yes,
by Mr. Eddie Money, the late, great Eddie Money, right?
Yep.
And we were talking about Warren Zevon, and you told me you looked up. He died in 2003.
Yeah, at age 56. It's been a long time.
I knew it was a while ago, but that really shocked me when I heard you say that. Unbelievable. Well, look, we got a big weekend coming up. I know you have plans. I got football plans tomorrow. I was supposed to play at 1 o'clock on Sunday golf at a country club here in St. Louis. And it's going to be like 35 degrees and 25 mile per hour winds. So I think we're moving it to Topgolf. So we have a little bit more comfort. But look, we are in for it. Dave Murray's been sharing this forecast. Things are going to change here very quickly, Sue. I'd say even tomorrow it's going to seem, you know, with a high temperature of only 60 and with cloudy skies. And tomorrow's going to be windy. So you know how much the wind affects.
I don't like that.
Yeah, but listen to this. So 65 here tomorrow, overnight. Saturday into Sunday, 35. Sunday's high, 38. Overnight into Monday, 25. 40 for Monday. Overnight, 25. For Veterans Day, 57.
Jeez.
With an overnight low of 41. So, yeah, things are a-changing here. It's, you know, we just started fall, but it's going to feel like winter, and that's what always happens, right? There's never a happy medium.
No. Playback ready.
Now, the audio cut of the day.
Government still closed. Airline cancellations piling up. This is Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy.
You're going to see more cancellations. We're still going to watch the staffing triggers. What that means is air traffic controllers are calling in sick. That happens in different parts of the country. As that happens, you'll also see additional delays throughout the American airspace. I mean, the problem we really have is air traffic controllers aren't being paid, and they're being forced to take secondary jobs. Again, whether it's waiting tables or driving Uber, instead of coming to towers and doing their day jobs, mm-hmm. because they're paying for the necessities of their family.
Senate Majority Leader John Thune has had enough.
I mean, these people are scared spitless of their base, and that's what's happening. Yesterday was a bullying session. The far left in the Democrat caucus bullied the reasonable ones out of coming to the table and settling this. I'm still hoping that these people are going to come to the table, and we'll find out soon enough.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it's going to get wrapped up. I was going to start a pool. What's going to end quicker, the YouTube Disney dispute or the government shutdown? That's a tough call.
That's a tough call.
It really is. Have a great weekend, Sue.
You too.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.